Welcome to Don't Be Alarmed, We're Negroes, the podcast where we take a colorful look at life, diversity, and the game of golf from the other side of the green. Over the next hour and change, you will hear explicit golf barbershop talk penetrating your ear. Enjoy! Please note, this is a warning for explicit content. If you don't like what you hear, find another podcast, bitches.
KZZ on the beats, yeah.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
This is El Negro.
Freeze, Negroes. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Yes, indeedy. Hey, your ears are not messing with you. The Negroes are back again. We didn't make you wait a month or whatever. Hey, we've been coming with you with some shit back to back, giving you some love because that's what you guys wanted. So we just want to welcome you back.
Welcome back.
One of my parents' favorite shows, and they used to watch that fucking show. I'm E. Mitch, man. I'm your mama's favorite golfer.
E. Mitch has exactly what we're looking for.
You're right. That's what they tell me all the time. And I'll be giving it to them. But I'm here. And it's a fivesome or four fingers and a thumb, depending on how you get down. And we got a great show for you. We're going to talk about all things golf. And this week, we're bringing the spelling bee. So don't be alarmed. You guys been waiting on that. It's going to be a good time. So I'm going to introduce everybody, go around the room, and then we're going to get to it. We got our sophisticated brother. When we started this podcast, he didn't have glasses, but now there are two on this podcast with glasses. The mayor of Enid himself. We got Marcus Darling in the building.
Marcus Darling.
And that old lady out there helping you work, huh? In the sun.
I don't want to be out here.
She don't want to be out here.
You don't want to be out here. What's happening, y'all?
Yes, indeed.
Sitting out here excited about tomorrow.
Mm-mm. You're about the only one.
Yeah,
like
you
Christmas,
are the only
like
one.
Christmas tonight.
Tomorrow. Oh,
the draft. This guy.
I'm excited, but we got a lot of shit in the offseason, so we good.
Well, you got some picks from the Broncos. We thank you for giving us the MILF Hunter.
You are welcome.
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting.
God, keep your women and children in the house.
We got rid of one Wilson for another, man. He got lighter. Got a lot lighter.
Well, so was that an upgrade?
We'll talk about that some other time.
We're going to have to get on another podcast to talk about that. We'll do that.
The answer is no, but anyway.
Yeah. He said the correct answer is no.
You failed.
I'm hoping that's a...
No.
Just talk about it later.
No.
And then that other voice you hear, that sultry voice, can only be paired with a pair of sultry nipples. We got Booga in the building.
It's a nipple. Because I'm drooling.
What up, Book?
What's going on? What's going on, fams? Peeps, haven't seen y'all in
a week. Yeah.
A week. My PSA for the day is a little bit different. I just want y'all to appreciate life, because today I was at Big Lots picking up some knickknacks for my parents flying tomorrow. And I got some new tongs. And I'm standing in line, and I realized I had the tongs, and I was pinching my nipples, bro.
Whoa.
In the line, like, because the sensation was nice. And the lady in front of me turned around and looked at me. Was like, you okay? I was like, yes. Then I realized why she was asking me. I was like, oh, shit. So enjoy your life and enjoy you. You always going to be okay as long as you have.
Man, my cousin is a even freaky nigga.
Even with some tongs in public.
Yeah, he's a freaky one.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
You can go until... back and get another pair of tongs so you can cook with one pair, because that pair.
For real, nigga, I do not want you flipping my meat with that.
I'm not flipping no meat to yours.
Sorry. Yeah, I fuck.
And they in the dishwasher got to be clean first anyway, no matter when you get new stuff. But I didn't realize until she turned around that if I was okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I realized I'm like, I'm really pinching my nipples with these tongs.
I will never borrow a pair of tongs from you, but you can just keep
Yeah, man. I'm be suspect with all tongs if I'm ever at
okay,
your house.
One, like, look one, at the tongs like, ugh. All y'all full of shit because all y'all sat on my couch and I fucked in that motherfucker many
times.
That's a given for all of us. You don't think about that. You don't talk about that.
And it was hot too, nigga, when we were sitting there, nigga.
Just... to be on somebody's
Okay, you right. You right on that one. You right on that one.
It wouldn't be that much different from staying at a hotel for you. I mean, when you think about it.
Yeah, people will be bouncing on that too, for real.
But they don't got tongs in the room. They don't put the ice tongs on.
They get washed.
They might. I get washed.
Come on, man. That was good.
Tong.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, you can keep your tongs.
Wow.
Name of the episode, keep your tongs.
I think his T-Mobile froze.
And his player partner out there that has to deal with this tongue talk. We've got Chachi and the Blowfish out there, man. Chachi can play two guitars at once. We're letting you know. Left-handed and everything. We got Cousin Chachi.
Now you all know my Cousin Chachi.
What's up, Chachi?
I'm a little Boog don't live far from me, so we hang out, and I have eaten food at his house. And now I'm not worried about the tongs, but then I'm like, the forks, the spoons.
Ooh.
Like,
nah.
So what's going on here?
No, it's just that it was just today in the tongs, so they was new. No, that wasn't it. They just, I don't know what the fuck happened.
It was
shit.
New. It was new.
Goodness gracious.
Wait, man, nothing like that's never good, happened good. Before.
Yeah. Happy to be here.
Maybe because I'm celibate right now. That might be it.
Oh.
Damn.
You going a tiger path, huh?
You trying to win Sunday or what? You tired of buying breakfast?
Oh.
Whoa.
Yikes. Bow. Shots fired.
It's the same dude talking about you ain't getting no more strokes the way you've been hitting that driver lately.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
And then we got our player partner. Hey, he had one Wilson run out of town, but then we got another right back in the building, man. And it's from his other side. What's happening, Shug?
Man, it is rough in Broncos country right now, man.
I'm gonna send you a Wilson volleyball.
That would work, man. I could talk to it. Yeah, like I'll be
Wilson.
Like,
you know, Wilson.
Man, it's but we're here to talk about golf, man. I'm doing good. Hope y'all fellas are too. Weather's finally turning around here, man. We had snow again last week.
For real.
Which is some bullshit.
I was about to say, you always say that.
But hey, I'm gonna tell you, I've been looking ahead and we're getting in the 80s. We're getting in the high 80s in a couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens, man.
He said a couple of weeks.
We're going to start getting in the 80s, like starting in a couple of days.
It was 83 here yesterday.
Yeah. And then next week, we get into the high 80s.
Matter of fact, it rained today and it was 75.
When it rains here, it turns to like 42.
Correct.
Kiss my ass, sugar.
Yeah, we here.
That's what I say to the motherfucking weatherman around here.
Hey. It is what it is.
When's
it start to snow again out there so Chachi can let his wife know when we coming out?
It'll be October-ish, late October. Probably like Halloween it'll start snowing. So y'all are going to be out there before then. We can play golf even after that, but before then, I'm actually working on something on a time that you guys come out. So I'll shoot you guys a text just to see what period works out because you know the BMW.
Not here. It worked out for him. You know, I grab bags and fly all day long.
All right. BMW Championship is out here.
When is that?
Ooh, who's that?
In August.
It's in August. It's here at Cherry Hills.
I'm supposed to be home September.
Yep. Wow. So. I've
got to come out on the weekend. It's football season. I'm coaching again. So.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Bye week. When's your bye week?
I don't know. I have to take it out. I'll look.
There you go.
We'll figure it out. But this episode. Shug, give us a rundown of what this episode is. Shit.
Right on, fellas. We're going to get into the golf news of the week, as we always do. We got this week's Zurich Classic and the Live. What is this one? Adelaide.
What'd you say?
Adelaide.
Yeah. I had two days on
You're not starting too good.
I don't even say nothing no more.
I have
don't
two
even say nothing no more.
Why do I have two A's on this one though?
I did have two A's on it. I was like,
it says Adelaide. Right. I just see Adelaide. Right. I don't know.
Adelaide is the place for Liv.
Oh shit. It is two A's right
there.
There
is two A's. So the 19th hole, we're gonna talk about the Negro.
We'll see how that spelling bee gonna go.
Yeah, it's gonna, we already got a rough start on the
round two.
What are we hating on? We'll get into that. Our weekly segment.
In the intro, you see the two A's. I fucked up. Okay. Yeah.
The golf Ignorant Song of the Week, hate it or love it. We got, what is this dude's name? Dear
Silas. Yes, indeed.
Out of the way. And this dude, I think, can go. He's got a little groove.
He got some groove to him. His last album goes. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I've been fucking with that dude for a little hot minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully y'all like that. So with that, E, let's get into that motherfucking golf news.
Welcome to the Negro Golf News. All right. Hey, I don't know if anyone outside this world or anyone that loves golf is paying attention. Scottie Scheffler is on a heater. He is winning everything. He was down by a lot of strokes this past weekend and came back. A lot of people say that he's not playing anyone and he's coming up, but he is winning and he's doing it again. He won last weekend. So my question to everyone here, does he get a career Grand Slam before Rory McIlroy? Booga.
It's a yes and no answer for me. I don't think he gets a career Grand Slam, but if he does, it'll be before Rory because Rory ain't getting it. Rory's on the down slide.
I like it. Marcus?
If he keeps playing the way he is, yeah. I think he's gonna get one, and it's gonna be before Rory.
Ooh,
I kind of agree with Bug. I don't see Rory getting one unless he just pulls a rabbit out of hat.
He need two rabbits.
Chachi,
I'm confused because he told somebody how to get a putter to get a putter, and he started putting well, and he can't even do the same shit. So,
facts.
So, what has he got now? He's got the Masters already. And what?
You got PGA Championship. You got
PGA
that?
PGA Championship. So he's got those two. I don't think Rory's going to get one. But I don't know how his game's going to go in the Open. He played pretty well in the wind. I'll give him that. But he's very conservative. And I just feel like in the Open, sometimes you got to play with more, I don't know, pizzazz.
Take some chances.
Yeah, I mean, and he's playing. He's out. He's playing lights out. He's an amazing golfer. He's the best golfer right now.
Sure.
But career Grand Slam, that's a tough feat. And so, yeah, I don't know if he's going to get there.
Marcus. So you, I know. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. So, you kind of talked about Rory and hit on Rory. You guys all have or whatever. What makes you think, even though Rory is not playing well, what makes you think that Rory's on the downslide? Because there's been a lot of stuff in the news this week about Rory jumping back in and taking like a head in approach on what's going on with golf and Liv, because, you know, he's been a cheerleader on all this stuff. Now he's jumping back in the business side of stuff. So, do you think, like, with him playing in these tournaments that are mandated and stuff like that, you don't think he can just slide in and get one more?
No, because I think the reason I say it, I think Rory peaked when he was hot and was playing well and was winning all those.
Mm.
A player will reach his peak and then plateau from there, and then it's down from there.
Yeah.
I think he's at he's seen his highest point. And golf, and he'll play. He'll be competitive. I just don't think. I don't think he has it to do it again. Okay. I just think he can reach that point.
I think he can win another major. He just has to.
Yes.
He has to win the Masters, and that I don't think he's going to do.
He can do it, right.
I think he can win a major. I just don't think he's going to win the Masters.
He knows he needs that, so that's added pressure.
But also, he talks about, like, he was heading on the Live PGA stuff, and then he said, oh, I'm not playing well because I'm too focused on this stuff. And so then he resigned from that board and whatnot, took a step back, said, I'm just going to do my golf thing. And he's playing like shit. And so now he's back on the thing. Oh, I'm going to get back on this board. So
sure.
I think he's a little lost in his game right now. He plays well at times. But to get it together for the Masters specifically, I don't think he's going to do that.
Go ahead, dude.
Oh, I was going to say, and that's why I take Mark to the side, because I think he's plateaued. Because if you look at it, if we take Tiger out the equation, since we've been watching golf, every player has their upslope, and you see them coming up and they plateau. It is downhill. Some do it faster than others. Speed, JT. But everybody has it. And I think he's on that. I think he's past that downslope. He's in the middle of that downslope. I don't think he has a game or the mindset enough with everything going on to get back up from when he was down. Like Tiger could turn on the switch and be like, okay, you talk shit, Jordan.
Yeah, because Tiger had a couple down Tiger years. I wouldn't say down years.
Apparently,
golfers who have down years. But then he came back and went on another heat. Was that 2019 or something like that?
Correct.
Where he came back.
He won the Masters.
Yeah, where he came back.
So
and
I don't,
he did it again.
Before that, but
I don't, and I don't see him doing it. And I don't think Scheffler's that type of player could do it too. Because it's that one-in-a-lifetime player shit. Tiger was different than everybody else. So you always have to take him out the equation.
I don't think Rory has
it in his game.
I think Scheffler caught his habit at the he's peaking at the perfect time, where he's collecting all these wins and he's got those majors. You know what I mean? And he has an opportunity to hit the Grand Slam. You know what I mean?
And that's because
it's within his peak.
And that's what I was going to say, is because I think that it's happening for him at the right time, because a lot of the golfers have went to another league. So I would say
is long term, if Liv didn't happen and all those players were still in the league, we're not talking just majors, we're talking week over week, would he be number one?
That's what I'm saying. Because
last 5 weeks?
He's number one for the last 2 years. Would he still be number one? Because wrong.
You bring all those players back. I think the competition is different. I think the golf is different. I think that. So do I think
the pressure's different?
Right. Do I think he can win one? Do I think he can win it? Yeah, because I think that the way he's playing and the competition that's there, it's allowing. I'm not saying he's not going out there and earning it, because he is. But what I'm saying is the field is a lot different as if when he was playing in the Masters. Like that was.
The question is if he wins the Grand Slam, and those will have the best Liv players at it.
I do think. And he's caught some of these wins when those guys were still
right. I do think he can do it.
And my thought is not just major. I'm speaking not on the Grand Slam this part, because I don't think he's going to win one, but this is the best time to do it. And I'm talking, would he still be number one if it was only PGA right now?
He might.
I think he still would. The way he's playing, when you watch those tournaments, the way the stats are ridiculous, the way he's playing. And that's it doesn't matter who else is on the course. His stats in terms of his accuracy and all that is phenomenal.
I don't want to take anything away from him as a golfer and what he's accomplished. I don't. But I do think that if the field was different and you're playing against those guys every week, I think the level of competition is different. And could he be better? Yeah. Some weeks he may still pull it out, but it may be a lot closer. That's all I'll
go out on a limb and say he'll get the career Grand Slam and possibly win another Masters. Before Rory
wins one Masters?
Rory's never won the Masters. Rory's not coming.
I'm just saying. Rory can even. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, how many do you think Rory's going to win another major? Forget the Masters.
Yeah, I can see him winning another major.
Maybe one more. Yeah. Maybe. But then again, his white horse is at Masters. It's going to be.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to get that one. But I mean,
it's going to be one of his greatest rounds that
he's had, and he's definitely capable. You know, he's capable of doing that. But I look at even kind of the, you know, the last week's tournament, you know, he had an opportunity. I think it was, I can't remember if it was on Saturday or Sunday, but to move up, and it just fell apart on him, man. Like he just,
okay, I think the worst thing I got a question. Happen, I think the worst thing that could happen to Rory is he wins another major without it being the Masters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For real.
Because we're putting him way too high a bar for him.
Right.
Yeah. If he goes and wins more majors, the phenomenal golfer, just because he doesn't win
sure.
all right. four yeah, of the majors. Man. How many people have? I mean,
any major.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm talking about sports. Yeah. But okay, here's a question.
Golf Hall of Fame is full of people who haven't Grand Slam.
But I have a question right here.
It's full of what?
Will it's Rory?
Full of people who haven't Grand Slam.
Who haven't? Yeah, like sure. But yeah. I mean, not multiple major winners. Listen this way.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a question. Quick question right here. Will Rory win the Masters or another major before a LIV player does?
Ooh, shit.
You would have to say no because you say he's not going to win the Masters.
He said, or
okay, so
any other major.
Or either, will he win another major before a LIV player does?
No.
That's tough, no, because I can see DeChambeau or somebody like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One of those guys could win the British Open or something.
Yeah.
All right, well, speaking of great golfers, we go to the female side. Hey, put them on TV, fix their websites, do all this stuff. As Nelly Korda has said, hey, Nelly is hot in here. She's been putting in work. She's done something, won five straight, I believe. Only Tiger has done that. She's got a Tiger stat, five, and is doing her thing. And when she won, she jumped in the water. But her thing was, hey, more TV time, more push for us female golfers. Let's get this thing right and get it fixed out. So shout out to Nelly Korda for doing her thing. One of us or a couple of us is always going to choose her on this show. And she's definitely doing her thing. So my question to you all, who's on a better heater right now, Nelly or Scotty?
I take Nelly.
Okay. I like it, Boog.
Five straight, and you already know every time we on here taking picks for women, I got one of them quarter sisters. I feel bad for the other sister because she got pregnant, but you do what you do, but I say Nelly.
She's a humper. It is what it is. Chachi.
Sorry. Well, first I want to point out that you mentioned the women. We're not even going to be talking about their tournament this week.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so they just had a major.
But, no, I mean, she's got to be because she's got one more than Scotty. Scotty's won four in a row or something like that. She's won five, right?
Yep. Marcus?
They're both number one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to go with her. I can see her continuing more than I can see Sheffler.
I like it.
He's going to sit out because his wife's going to have a baby.
For real. You got to sit down.
Might not play from now for another month, 6 weeks. Who knows?
True. Should.
That's a big gap. I would go with, I'm going to go with the quarter.
Yeah, she's hot right now.
Yeah.
When's the next major?
I think for that. For the ladies?
The men. Or the men?
The ladies. I think it's in a few weeks, actually.
May, June.
May.
Yeah.
Right?
May for the men.
He might come back for that if she has the baby soon, but maybe okay. he might miss a major.
Another quick question. If you take historical fact and PGA men having babies and their career changes a little bit, do you think his will too?
It has to because you're not playing.
Ooh, that is
weird because some of the guys like Ricky say that it helps them.
No, but
to have the baby.
What has Ricky won?
When did it? Yeah, when did
it? He won last year. Yeah. He turned his career around.
He won a garbage tournament.
Right?
He won a garbage tournament.
I'm just saying, okay, that's one example. Other golfers have said the same thing. I mean,
but anybody who's had a baby, right after that, they haven't won for at least a year.
That's fair.
A big tournament.
Okay.
Boog, I will add into that. When they get married, too. Think about it. When they get a lady, that shit falls off.
I mean, who?
And that works for Tiger, too, because he got a different lady every week.
Whose life don't change?
That's true.
Tiger's. Because he had a different woman every week while he was married. So, and he was still winning.
Somebody was catching some hot ones after that Masters.
Look at the rest of the people on that list of consecutive wins?
No.
Because they had, what was it, Nelson up front with 11 straight?
Yeah.
Yeah, 11 straight, yeah.
And then Tiger had, what, seven?
Seven.
And then Tiger, I think, had six.
And Hogan had six. And Hogan had six. Tiger had six.
Yeah. That's two. Nancy Lopez was in there. Yeah. Now, the one thing I noticed
had five too.
The thing, that was the other one. I noticed though, on the men's side at least, Nelson's was in like 1945, I believe, the middle of World War II. So kind of livish. People were gone.
Sure.
They're fighting the country and shit.
The other dude I think did was like 48 or something. So still kind of that post-war era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then Tiger, and then just to see how many times Tiger did it, because he was like 7, 6, and 5. I was like, damn.
And Nelly's, she has a couple in the same list. If you look at it, she's on there twice.
Nice.
It's just crazy. She's putting up numbers.
That's almost a fucking quarter.
Shout out to her, man.
Quarter.
Doing her thing.
But on that one, that dude Nelson, he said he won. He won 18 times out of 30 and got second place another like 7 times.
All the rest of them, yeah.
Damn. He was on a heater.
Out of the top two like 5 times all season.
For real.
Like, Nelly ain't getting pregnant. She ain't going to have no kids.
She don't got the hips for it.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Whoa, bro. You on some market shit right now.
Oh, look at you with your PSAs and nipple tongs and shit.
Yeah, I like it.
You said that from me.
Off the top rope.
I got no ass, that's all.
Got Chachi off the top rope. Said she needs to do a little squattage.
Out here on like the view and shit.
Hey, equity payout for the PGA was announced today. And the top earner was Eldrick Woods himself.
Big cat, of course.
Big cat, $100 million. And it's for loyalty. It can't be based off of play because he ain't won shit since 2019. It's been a while. But it's off of loyalty based off of what they mean and staying loyal to the PGA. Rory in second place got $50 million. There's a lot of debate and stuff about some of the players on that list. JT was on that list.
Speed's on the list.
Reimbursement. They reimbursing Tiger for those Perkins cherry pies.
Whoa. And if you go and buy loyalty, then why not pay John Rahm? He just left and he brought a lot to the game. I'm just saying.
Man, you got a good point.
This is PIP 2.0. That's all it is.
But they're PIP not
2.0.
They will not cut him a check.
This is PIP 2.0. This ain't no
I was thinking about this one night. How do you think that works when they take that money from overseas like that, the taxes and stuff?
It has to be paid up front, no?
It's a little bit different.
Money in overseas tax haven.
Tax haven. Yeah, for real.
It's a little bit different because
that money ain't ever coming here.
Correct. They got an account over there for sure.
This is the funny part. This is the shiesty part about it. PGA was a nonprofit.
Yes.
They changed that nonprofit just so they can get this money, and they will put it on an offshore account. They will pay it out, and the people who get that money will put it on an offshore account too, where it isn't taxed the same way. And they'll get small taxes when they transfer money to their account, but nothing they should be paying.
Businesses do that all the time.
Yeah.
But you mad at Liv.
Yeah.
Ooh. Right.
Exactly.
Good point.
That's a great point.
But you mad at Liv. But you're doing shady
stuff
too.
But they took the money.
Exactly.
All them live players did took the money.
My question
they
is:
taking the money now? Right.
Yeah,
Give me $50 million and like 1% of your oil.
For real, I'll take that.
1% of your oil profit. I'll just take the 1%. I don't even need the $50 million. Just give me more oil.
The $50 million I need to buy my special plane to fly back to.
Like 1% of $900 billion.
I'll take a tenth of a percent.
What?
Every time you round up a penny.
What do all the other folks feel at the bottom? Like, Scheffler was not mentioned on that list. I'm sure he's got to be somewhere in the mix. But what we saw, we didn't see his name at the top one. He is the poster boy. Chambly and all those guys, you need to play like Scheffler. He's the model. He's carrying the sport. Gargle, gargle, let me tickle his nuts. They're all on his shit now, right? Like, he's a new poster boy, right? And so he was not on this list. He's got to be somewhere getting some piece of this or whatever. But those people at the bottom, you know, that are trying to come up and stuff like that, does this change their mind if they're only getting pennies? Do they say, hey, I want to talk to Liv? Do you think they're out?
Out.
Okay.
I don't know if they're out, but I'd be pissed. Like,
that's you got some people. It's a great bargaining chip for Liv executives.
Chancellor ain't going nowhere. He's the
post. We're talking bottom of the list. We're talking like.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. So he's not going anywhere. Now your old names like Rory, Spieth, Thomas, even though they're not playing well. So those would be the guys that would be targeted to go to Liv because they have names and they're not playing well. So they would be likely to, they'd be more likely to say yes because they're not winning.
Quick question.
Now,
Xander and those guys. I mean, yeah, maybe those are the targets.
Quick question. If Scheffler gets the Grand Slam, does he consider Liv then?
Ooh.
Because he can get this equity share.
And he can play it all. He can play it. Well, that's the other way. It's equity share. So they don't even get their money. It's paid out over like however many years. So they can't leave for a while.
Sure.
Well, it's a total of 8 years, but you first start investing in 4 years.
I think
and Tiger ain't playing anyways. Tiger ain't playing anyways, so he missed to be
half in 4 years, yeah.
Might take too long for him to get the Grand Slam before then to live money. It might be all different by then.
Sure.
What if he gets it next year?
If he does, then it's possible, man.
It's interesting.
I'm not getting as higher equity share than Tiger, and I got a Grand Slam too.
Yeah, so I think.
Don't even put Tiger's name in your mouth, man.
Tiger ain't playing.
Grand Slam and a bunch of other stuff.
That's probably when he'll get it. That's
your equity share started. Your equity share started now. So why is he getting money when he's not winning or playing?
Because I am,
and I'm carrying.
When he shows up, he still brings more money than Scheffler.
For sure,
it's still reparations.
It's crazy.
I mean, going forward, he's still a valuable person.
If Scheffler gets that next one, or gets that Grand Slam, I guarantee you on that next go around of money, he's on that.
Well, he's gonna get money the next go around. But I'm just saying,
it'll be pretty high too.
You don't think if Tiger was to live, that changes the whole live?
Because to me, I go on there, y'all talking all that. Like, I don't hear all the shit y'all saying about me carrying the sport. I'm the face of the sport and everybody need to be like me. Well, why ain't y'all me like everybody need to be like me?
For real.
And if that's the case, okay, if you take Tiger out, why is B them on there before Scheffler?
Right.
Exactly. We'll take Tiger out the equation. He can even say that for Rory, too.
Yeah.
You tried to make Rory the poster boy and you fucked him. He said it on the whole show, like, you backdoored me, but you got JT. And Spieth on here before me, and they ain't won shit in a long time.
Gonna leave right now?
He can't.
If he ain't gonna leave, then they don't need to pay his ass to the extra.
But that's why you say something. You ain't got to leave, but you call bluff.
You can say something, but I'm just saying that if you read the article, that's why they paid them, to keep them there.
Why are you keeping JT? Why are you keeping Spieth?
Because they're still names.
We know they ain't gonna win.
Have a name.
But they're still names.
Yeah.
They say they're gonna win. Jason Day, still a name.
Yeah.
I mean, their names.
That name is
really not a name. That's why Tiger's valuable, because of his name.
Yeah.
We took Tiger out of it.
That's why they're paying these guys for their names.
Hey, speaking of names, you can make a name for yourself. If you go to Bleacher Report right now on YouTube, they've started a night golf league in Arizona. Hole in one, you get $1 million. Chachi, you could be up for that. You most recently hit a hole in one. Okay. There's 75 two-person teams with $100,000 purse. You play night golf. You compete and stuff like that. What say you about this night golf league? I believe, to me, it's moving golf forward. It's just another fun thing to add for your normal golfer and stuff out there. And, hey, let's expand.
$100,000 between two people, but a hole in one is $1 million.
Because it's so hard to get a hole in one. How long have we been waiting?
It has to be on the 18th hole.
18th hole.
It has to be in one of their tournaments.
It has to be. It's always those one. It's a one hole. Yeah.
And they might put that shit on a little snowman all the time. A little snowman.
Yeah, for real. It's definitely going to be on some shady shit.
Got to hold that shit.
Oh, I don't think I talked to you since I got my hole in one. Did I tell you, DJ, up my hole in one like a week later?
Whoa.
Albatross from like 220 out or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shit.
Golly.
Man, y'all.
Him and Mikey both threw darts at the damn green, and one they walked up, and one was close to the hole, and one was missing.
Shit. Must be nice. We're working towards that. But shout out to Night Golf. And y'all go check out the Bleacher Report on YouTube. The video is out there. Just a lot of players and stuff like that. That shows that the game of golf is growing. Go ahead, Chachi.
Have you ever played Night Golf? Does it have anything like that out there?
Just by mistake, because it gets dark here, and we just throw the glow-in-the-dark balls out and just play at night and just kind of do it. But it would be fun to play at night. Have you?
They have one down by the bay over here.
Mission Bay.
And it's a par 3 course. I mean, it's okay. I wish they could.
It's nighttime.
I wish they could light up a whole course so I could be in the park. But no, it's cool. I mean, from that perspective. I mean, I was thinking about, like, I was thinking about some of these parking lots that are lit up and it's so far. I'm like, could you actually get some real holes on the course?
In the city, they do it in Dubai. They have the course in Dubai that's all lit up at night.
Oh, do they?
You can play 24 hours a day.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
I think the technology is there where you could, you know, I mean, obviously you got to worry about energy consumption and shit, but
you have like motion sensor lights that just go on when you're on that part of the hole.
And just do solar.
Solar power, right?
Yeah.
Solar.
Charge the battery, solar power, and then just
if you watch the good videos, you see them playing in Dubai at nighttime. You see the city in the background. And a whole course.
There was a place here in Colorado that was offering night golf. I mean, it wasn't. I think it was just a couple hours after. You know, after.
You could talk to Eric Sonomore. He could probably put something together for it. Elon Musk.
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
He can't even get his trucks to work.
Stop.
His pedals fucking up
for real.
His trucks is ugly as fuck.
Yeah,
and I know.
Going crazy on these trucks.
They're going crazy over them, and they're freaking them though. They put rims on them, all kind of shit. It's crazy.
I don't care what they put on them. Them trucks are ugly as hell.
Ugly as shit.
What kind of truck?
It looks like a family meal pack somewhere.
That shit looked like something on them.
Cybertruck.
Yeah,
that game, the game the kids play, Roblox.
Yeah.
It looked like some shit like that.
Yeah. What kind of truck is this?
That Cybertruck.
Tesla truck?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Look
like
that's
a stealth
nice
fighter.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it. What the fuck are you going to do with that thing? Do y'all remember the Pontiac Aztec?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Worst car ever made.
That Cybertruck looked like they had a drawing contest at elementary school. Whoever won, we was going to make the truck after that.
Little Ronnie won.
I made a truck out of constructs and you couldn't make curves, so it was all angular. Yeah.
For real.
Special like team, that. Special players make special plays.
Yikes. Well, that is it for the golf news of the week. We're going to get into some golf picks. We've got the LIV and the PGA plan this week. And then we're going to get to the DBA Masters game and the Spelling Bee. So, Shug, where are we playing at this first tournament that we're going to cover? Where are we at?
The Zurich Classic out there in Louisiana.
Yep.
In the Avondale, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to say how my uncle would, because that's how they talk real. They talk different down there, man. Yep. Par 72, 7,425 yards, purse of $8.9 million.
Yep. A little bit different from last week's purse, but the field is out there. There's some good names in the field. There's some expert picks out there. There's some good odds out there. If you go and look, who do you guys have this week? Marcus, who you got this week?
Shane Lowry. Some of that Lowry's on it.
Nice. All that trash about Rory, and now you're going to take him, huh?
Shane Lowry.
Nice. That's why you say McElroy. You just said Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Chachi, who you got?
I'm going to go Tigala and Zalatoris.
Okay. Not bad. Bug?
I was going with the Tigala and Zalatoris too, but Markawa and Katayata Blaka Blaka Blaka.
Okay, yeah. We'll go with
but
that.
I want to see how the Fitzpatrick brothers.
That's funny.
I want to see how the Fitzpatrick brothers play together from when you watch from full swing.
For real,
right?
It takes Shoffley and them though too.
That's a good well, one. He's gonna get well, yeah. He's gonna get mad at Cantley because he's too slow.
Maybe.
Yeah. Suge, who you got?
You know, man, I'm a
Reggie.
I'm gonna go. I'm probably gonna go Garnett and Straka. I'm gonna go somebody different.
I got Morikawa. Let's see what happens. So that's the Zurich Classic out there in Louisiana. But now, in another country, we've got LIV. Where are we at, Suge, with LIV?
Adelaide, Grange Golf Club, Australia,
mm-hmm.
par 72, 6,946 yards with a purse of 25 M's.
That's always the standard.
Different than that PJ one right there.
Yeah,
so yeah, man, that's a lot of that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah,
a lot of
them niggas are leaving
for real.
Think anybody leaves before the weekend? Nah. Hey, we go. You want to come out to Australia?
If Scheffler was over at LIV, he have about 150 million right now.
For real. So the field is always what it's going to be. You got the greats out there. Like the DJs, the Brooks, the DeChambeaus out there. The odds are out there. Who do you have? Booga, who you got winning the Adelaide?
I'm going with Rom, but I think Bryson's mad about the mask, so he might come out on fire.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Marcus.
Give me Joaquin.
Oh, okay. Chachi.
I was going Bryson. He's been playing well.
Nice. Shug.
Brooks got to do something one of these times, man. I'm going to go Brooks.
Same. And on my list, I have Brooks and DeChambeau. And actually, I'm flipping it. I got DeChambeau and then Brooks as a sleeper. But DeChambeau is seems like he's getting it dialed in. He should be playing pretty well and should figure it out. So
he stopped doing YouTube videos, he'd be okay.
Yeah, well, can you blame him? He's out. He's...
I saw one of his. I saw one or two of his.
he'd be hot. Okay. He'd be hot on YouTube now.
He was playing with some little kid clubs. He was bad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shout out to him because everyone thought that he was like this asshole, and now he's really this person, and he's been on the page with Paige Spiranek, some he people's got, favorite on the show.
Like, okay, I could like the people,
right?
People like me.
He got off those runs, so he ain't so angry.
Yikes. It was good for him. Here's what I'll say, man, about him. I think it was good for him to actually go over there because I think, you know, it allowed him to change the way that it allowed him to change his personality and reintroduce himself to the golf world, man. So
that part, yeah.
Shout out to him for doing that, man.
Well, we have the DBA Masters game and then the Spelling Bee coming up, which it should be a good time. But Motocaddy is going to be a sponsor of both those things. So some of us here get to enjoy the M5 GPS DHC electric.
He's going to wave his hand at us.
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead, do your thing.
Sorry. some of us have this M5 GPS DHC electric downhill caddy push cart. Has downhill control, electric parking brake, 9-speed settings, GPS, onboard charging, and many other features. Cup holders for your favorite drink. Motocaddy, the number one cart company in the world, can get you right for the course today. Head over to motocaddy.us and check out all the dope push carts they have to offer. So,
Mikey, I need that remote control one.
I know. Me too. Everyone been trying to get that remote control.
Well, y'all, it's in-house first, then out-house.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
One Colorado and one California.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can do it.
The 1-2 in Colorado.
No, hold on. You're in Enid, so it's got to come to my house.
No, I have a home there.
I know, but it'll be on the porch, so you're going to be like, hey, can you go pick that up off
me? Gave it to y'all?
No, your wife will go pick it up and put it inside for us.
I know.
And I wanted to tell you what she's doing when she does it, too. I'm going over to Marcus and Casey to put his remote control.
Cold-blooded.
See?
We had the D-Bon Masters game for Masters Week. So we had to choose five golfers and place where they would place, and then we took a total of their points. And so we'll go with it. So in seventh place, we had Chachi. He had Rahm, Matsuyama, Brooks, Spieth, and DJ. What killed Chachi was Spieth and DJ did not make the cut. 61-61, that sucks. In sixth place, we've got Booga. We had Rahm, Brooks, Rory, DJ, and Bhatia. And DJ didn't make the cut. DJ disappointed a few of us out there. We think
he did.
Yeah, he just not showing up. Fifth is Mikey. Zalatoris placed well. Rory, Connors, Garcia did not make the cut, and then Brooks. In fourth place was E-Mitch. I had Brooks, Rahm, Clark, Scheffler, and Zalatoris. In third place was Ali. He had Scheffler, of course, Shoffley, Brooks, Clark did not make the cut, and Matsuyama. In second place, we had Suga with Brooks, Hovland, Aberg, Smith, and Cantlay. And rounding out at first place and going to get a nice little package out there is Marcus Darling. He had Rory, Rahm, Brooks, Scheffler, and Shoffley. Good playing, Marcus. Good picking and everything out there for you. But everybody, ladies and gentlemen, you guys are here for the Spelling Bee. So I'm Eric Barker, E-Mitch Barker out here. So we're going to throw in a little game show music and stuff. Okay. All right. Hey. And so we're here for the Negro Golf Spelling Bee. So I have a bunch of cards here.
Put your phone down, Chachi. Everybody put their hands up.
Put your hands up.
Fuckers. Y'all black. Y'all cheap.
So we are going to go through some words. I have a deck of cards here, and I'm just going to go through names, and we're going to go through. So I'll put the tiebreaker here. So first word for Marcus, spell Lizette for Lizette Salas.
L-I-Z-E-T-T-E.
L-I-S-E-T-T-E. I'm sorry, Marcus.
You were close, Joe.
You were close.
He mispronounced it. He said Lizette. It's a Lizette.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's wrong, Eric.
I'm sorry.
It's Lizette. You said it right.
That ain't right. You pronounced it wrong.
You said it right.
Can I get the pronunciation? Right. Can I get the origin? Sure.
You can't tell me to spell corn and say carn.
All right. I'm sorry. That's just a warm up. I'm sorry. All right.
You said it right.
Suga, spell Zalatoris.
Z-A-L-A-T-O-R-I-S.
That is correct. That is one for Suga.
Wait. This motherfucker had to pick the last pick, so he got his screen open so he can see the name.
Oh.
What are you talking about, dude? I'm looking at you.
You're looking at your nipples.
Yikes. Hey, Booga.
Spell your shit right, nigga.
Booga, we have Matsuyama.
M-A-T-U-Z.
What?
Wait. M-A-T.
Here we go.
M-A-T-D-U-Y-A-M-A.
That is incorrect. It's M-A-T. S
yes.
U Y A M A.
Matsuyama. You said Matsuyama, not Matsu.
I know. I said Matsuyama. I'm sorry.
See that bit. I'm sorry. Marcus, I'm on your side right now. That motherfucker's lisp is killing me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I have been drinking a little bit of whiskey. I'm sorry. All right. Chachi.
Come on.
I can't spell for shit, so whatever.
Stableford.
What the fuck?
Scoring.
Spell cat.
Stable and Ford.
A-B-L-E-F-O-R-D.
That is correct.
See, that's that bullshit.
Hey, I'm just picking randomly.
Full Marcus.
Marcus, he gave us. He gave us dark skin ones a hard word.
Okay. Hold on.
I might have told you that one.
Okay. Hold on. It would.
Booger. Marcus, I mean, sugar. Spelled day.
You're going to get some easy ones out here, too. This is just mixed up in here. Like,
Booger. Spell Fowler.
Marcus.
Garbage.
Spell.
B-A-R-B-A-G-U.
Spell Althea for Althea Gibson, the female black golfer.
A-L-T-H-E-A.
That's my man.
That is correct. Okay.
Dom.
All right.
So DJ, as in Dustin Johnson, DJ.
Yikes. No. All right. Here we go. Sugar, I need you to spell Koepka.
K-O-E-P-K-A.
Oh, look at Sugar out here. That is correct.
It's always in light skin, my homies ain't got shit to do at home.
Dang, okay. I paid attention in school, that's all.
That's his white side. That's okay.
Booger.
It pays well.
This is a culturally biased spelling bee.
It pays well. It pays well.
Booger, it paid well.
I need you to spell Chambly.
S-H-A-M-B-L-E.
That is.
He does numbers.
That is incorrect.
I forgot a letter.
It's C-H-A-M-B-L-E-E.
You forgot a letter and added a letter.
I forgot this shit was. Yeah.
Okay. Chachi. Hey. You ready? Nope. Spell aesthetics for your eyes only. Aesthetics.
Don't look at the screen, motherfucker. Don't look at the screen, motherfucker.
S T H E T I C.
Yes, he is correct.
That's the only word everybody figured out.
Wow. Chachi, okay.
You've heard it enough. We've heard it a million times. We should all know that one.
Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Spell the gala. The golfer. His name is Sahith Thigala.
T-H-E. E-G-A-L-A.
That is correct.
What? What? Say it again. How'd you spell it?
You heard what I said.
He said T-H-E-E-G-A-L-A.
I thought he forgot to eat.
Ooh, sugar.
Probably a hard one.
Spell Oosthuizen.
Ooh, shit.
Louis.
Man. He have white. That's a German in him. That's
This one's a little tough because I remember seeing it. H-O-U. E-S-T-A-Z-I-N. I know it ain't right.
It's
O-O-S-T-H-U-I-Z-E-N.
Yeah, he's got one of them weird ones. All good. Louis, go win a tournament, brother.
Booger. Spell Eldrick.
E-L-D-R-O. Eldrick. Oh, shit. E-L. D-R-I-C-K. I missed the last two letters.
That is correct. Oh, E-L-D-R-I-C-K. Eldrick.
I thought the last two letters got me for a second.
Okay. Chachi, spell Punta Cana.
He said spell pussy.
Punta Cana has in that where the tournament was?
Yes.
That's bullshit. We was just in Cabo.
P-U-N-T-A-C-A-N-A.
That is correct.
We were just in Cancun. That's cheating.
All right. Up next, we have Marcus. Please spell albatross.
Oh.
A-L. Hmm. That's a tough one.
Albatross.
Albatross.
A L B A T R O S S.
That is correct. Good job, Marcus. Oh, sugar. Spell DeChambeau.
D E S H A M B E U.
That is incorrect. The correct spelling is D D E C H A M B E A U.
Okay.
Booga, spell Sporanic for Paige Sporanic.
Who the fuck is Paige Sporanic?
Whoa.
Bruh.
If you saw her, you would know who she was.
I know who she is. I'm just mad about the last name.
All right. Sorry.
W-E-B-F-O-O-T.
For real.
Sporanic. S-P-E-R-A-N-T-I. Oh, wait. S-P. E-A-R. Wait. A-N-I-C-K.
That is incorrect. It's spelled S-P-I-R-A-N-A-C. Paige Sporanic.
Some bullshit. And I wasn't calling her a bitch. I was saying bitch and Jake.
Okay. Chachi, spell etiquette.
Oh, that's he a teacher. That's some bullshit.
It's a tough one. This is one of the trickiest words in spelling bee history overall. But we have golf etiquette.
He ain't got none. He always yelling at me while we play.
That's cold.
Bad though.
Did I get the origin?
I don't have
EQ.
It.
EQ. Oh, excuse me. Etiquette. I thought I had it pictured for a moment.
I'll take it.
Hold on. Etiquette. Yeah, I know that the last part's like Q U E T T E, but I don't know.
Marcus, you want to steal?
E T T I Q U E T T E.
You were so close. That is incorrect. You had it all. It's only one T at the end. E-T-T-I-Q-U-E-T-E. Etiquette.
Dang it.
All right. Marcus, spell superintendent.
He's had a lot of his job. Yeah.
That's what I am.
Yeah, I know. That is correct.
That's like telling me to spell senior accountant.
Well, spell that shit, Thielen.
Marcus. Marcus. All right. Spell Marcus.
Can you spell superintendent?
All right. Sugar, spell rhythm.
Oh, man. So R Y T H U M.
M.
That is incorrect. It's one of the hardest words in spelling bee's history. R H Y T H M.
Yep.
Okay.
Shut up.
Booga, spell Scheffler, as in the number one golfer.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there. S H E S C H E U F F L E R.
That is correct.
You?
Where'd you say you? S-H- I didn't hear it.
S-H-A-U.
Oh, no, that's incorrect. I'm sorry, sir.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. S-C-H, like...
E-F-F-L-E-R.
That is correct, Marcus.
Wait, we talking about Xander or Scotty?
He said Scotty Scheffler.
The number one golfer in the world.
That's S-C-H.
He also said number one golfer in the world.
A-U-F-L-F-F-E-L-E.
That's Scheffler.
Oh, That's the other one.
Why does he keep spelling Founders?
Oh my
night?
Gosh.
Buzz him again in case he didn't get it the first time.
That's a damn fucking name. Right, we need to go back to the tape. We riding this. We're going to rewind this right here.
Here is another tough word in spelling bee history for our teacher, Chachi.
Come on, I'm not getting golf stuff. I get spelling bro.
Okay, hold on. I'll spell. Hold on. I'm going. Murrayfield, the golf course.
Murrayfield?
Yep.
Murrifield.
You were close. You missed an I. Muir, which the first I you got correct. I.
Murrayfield.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. I thought it was just Murrayfield. Okay, yeah, Murrayfield.
All right, Marcus.
Can I get a pronunciation next time?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You put that silent I in there.
Marcus, for you, please spell embarrass.
Embarrass. Like embarrass or embarrassed?
Embarrass. Like embarrass. Not the E-D on the end. Embarrass.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
That is correct, ladies and gentlemen. There was a lot of spelling bee people in history.
This dude ain't missed.
Eric.
I missed the first one.
The first one. Oh, you missed the first one. Eric.
You went on fire.
Yes.
Spell. It's the golfer's name. DuPont de Tizart.
What?
D-U-P-O-N-T. What was the last part?
DuPont de Tizart.
Dizark or Tizark?
Tizark.
D-I-Z-A-R-K. DuPont, D-U-P-O-N-T, D-E, D-I-Z-A-R-K.
I have to give it to you because I said his first name right. It was DuMont.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But just, the last name was S-C-H-A-S-S-A-R-T.
Oh, okay. Sugars.
Hey, I got one for you. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Liaison.
What?
Liaison.
L I A S O N.
Wait. Say it again.
L I A S O N.
No.
Oh shit.
L I A.
L I A. Oh shit. Okay.
Another one for you, E. He's a golfer too.
Okay.
And you don't know who he is, but he's playing this weekend. Gashevsky.
What?
Gashevsky.
Okay. D-E-S-Z-E.
We'll try it again. Gashevsky.
As G?
Yes.
G.
I need that first letter.
G-A-S-Z-E-W-S-K-I.
Nope.
Shit.
G-U-T-C-H-E-W-S-K-I.
Fuck. Now, the last word I have for everyone on here.
Everybody raise their hands. Don't be cheating.
All right. First one that says they want to take it. Or actually, everyone go around and we'll see who gets it. Perineum.
Got it.
Perineum.
Yep. It's another word for gooch.
Perineum.
Like gooch in the, like, between your butthole and your nut?
Yep, or the golfer.
Oh.
I know how to spell that.
Okay, perineum. Go ahead.
P-E-R-I-N-E-U-M.
That is absolutely...
N-U-E-M. I mean, N-E-U-M. Yes, I said it right.
That is correct, Marcus. Good job. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our first episode of Spelling with the Negroes. We appreciate it. And then we're going to go from here and hit up.
Spell Negroes. Shit.
Yeah. For real. Get with the Negroes. You guys should really.
Some of y'all
it.
Can't spell Negroes. We're going to have to knock you out. But now you good. You good. What that dude said, wait, can I wear this shirt?
Yeah, for real.
That's how you should have spelled it too on our shirt. It's K-N-E-E.
No, you shouldn't have. You did it right. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Well, now we're going to go to the 19th hole. And we got a couple of, like, Well, basically, I just want to talk about the PGA viewership. So,
listen, I'm on the 19th hole, and I'm looking at a gimme.
So they're saying the PGA viewership is down. They said even with Scheffler won the Masters, the viewership was down and was one of the lowest viewed Masters in Masters history. So what say you about PGA viewership being down? Chachi.
I think it's expected, I guess. I mean, I think it was. It says it's down since 2001. Well, shit, we were stuck in the house in 2001 watching golf. So I think that's one reason. Add to it that your number one player is about as boring as watching paint dry. in terms of his personality, he's a great golfer, but I mean, he's got no, you know, energy or anything like that. Tiger hasn't been playing at all, so he's out. So what are you? What are you watching? And Shep has been running away with the tournaments. I mean, but honestly.
Yeah, a lot of people, I agree with you, like a lot of people will go watch other tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that match Lips viewership isn't very great either.
I mean, I know, but what I'm saying.
I'd like to know.
I would.
Pre-Tiger viewing. Because I think Tiger brought it to a spot, and it's just not that, it's, like you said, the excitement's not there no more, now that Tiger's not the man. Like Tiger brought a lot of people to golf.
And you got to figure, Tiger was not a people person either. So that people person thing doesn't work. He just was whipping people's ass by 30 strokes.
Go ahead. My bad.
I think when it comes to viewership being down, if you look at the overall spectrum, the competition is not less, but less than the names you know. Because those top players, the DJs, the ROM, the Cam Smith have left, so you're having to learn the new people, the Galas and the Bahatas, who you don't know because the Spieths, the Rorys, and the JTs aren't winning, and they're not competing. They're not competing at all. And so you have this one person. Tiger would run away, but you still know those other players trying to come close.
And I hate to bring race into it, but there's a lot of black folks that dropped off when Tiger fell off.
He's not playing well.
If you take the NBA and make it 75% white, the viewership's going to go down. If you take baseball and make it 80% black, viewership's going to go up.
Baseball is 80% black.
No, it's not.
It's Latin.
There's very, no, very not. Few black
players. Okay, you're saying American black, or are you saying African-descendant black?
American black.
There's a difference.
Right, American
black. Black is black, descendant black, because when you go Cuba, that's all black. Jamaican, Puerto Rican, that's all descendants of Afro.
People take interest in what they identify with.
Right. What I will say, too, is Tiger had a lot of the competitive spirit that brought people to watch him. You know what I mean? Like, so he had an element of Kobe to him. So if he felt like there was blood in the water, he was going to go out there and get your ass.
And he was young.
I disagree. Tiger had new. He had new. There wasn't a black player doing it like him. But so everybody came to watch. Even the white people came to watch him because it's like, why is he so good being black? And black people came to watch him like, oh, we can do this too, even though we were doing it before he played. Black people played golf before Tiger.
Yeah. Right.
But he was just so dominant as that person.
Yeah.
And not Kobe, Jordan, Kobe, Wilt. I mean, you just watched him because he was so overpowering to everybody else. Like, they didn't matter.
If you got a Jack Nicklaus right now, it would grow. People would watch.
People are going to watch.
If you had a dominant, doesn't matter. I mean, yes, I think Tiger's race mattered for Tiger, but I'm saying if you had a dominant player that was a little bit brash and a little different than what the game usually has, I think viewership would go right back up.
But I think that so you had people that kind of matched each other, right? So, you know, Jack, Arnold Palmer. Those guys play together a lot, so they you know, they were always competing with one another. When I look at the tournaments now, it's Scotty and a bunch of dudes after that. Or Wyndham Clark has been able to win a couple of tournaments this year, right? So, or he's been able to be at the top. But you don't really see anybody pushing Scotty a lot. Not recently.
I won't say pushing Scotty a lot, because if you watch the tournament, day one and day two, Scotty's not doing good. Day 3 and day 4 he comes back, which he's done the last few tournaments. Even the Masters. Day 1 and day 2 he was down.
He doesn't play bad those first.
No, I'm not saying he's playing bad, but he's not number. If you watch Tiger play, if we have to bring Tiger into it, he was, you knew he was there day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. Scotty, day 1, day 2 he's not there. Then he comes back. And that takes account to the people that were up at day 1 and day 2 fall off as well. When Tiger played, there was no falling off because he was number, he was at top no matter what. And you were tech, you were following along no matter what. I think it's just with, like you said, Chachi, the way he takes the game on, he's not talkative. He does his thing. He's golf. I'm hitting it down the middle. I hit my long irons down the middle. I tip down the middle. It's just basic golf. You don't have that crazy shit. Even like Rom and Brooke and all those cats, they're bombing it far and they're cutting the ball and making these crazy ass shots when they hit it up. Yeah. So, and you don't have that anymore. So it's not exciting as it was when those people that went to Liv or Tiger was in the game. So it's more basic now because those other people behind Scotty aren't doing that.
Well, they ask guys like Eeyore. Don't even smile.
Yes. Like, yes. Ho-hum.
The dude hasn't shot a round over par this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
fucking wild.
And nobody would have known that if they didn't put that stat up because you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy, man.
Well, hopefully they get the viewership up. I think they want to try to get all of golf together. And it may improve or do something, but we're going to see. We'll continue watching. Scotty is the number one in the world. We'll see if it carries.
Do you see anybody that could be that? Like for me, I would say Figala is one that I think the PGA would love to see do really well. Cause maybe he brings in again, people of color, specifically,
and they're young.
Yeah. Asia, you know,
that 15-year-old that played in the Corn Ferry tour that shot like 5 under. But yeah. Then you're waiting for those people to come up.
Well, they had that dude Knox that played. Wasn't that Knox? I think it is. He played well for like one tournament, one down in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, he's like, eh.
That same kid you're talking about, Booger, he's playing again this next weekend, I believe.
Okay, yeah. He's 15 years old playing the.
Got number 25. He got 25th.
That shit's
as a 15-year-old against a
15-year-old, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, and then with Charlie coming up, you know, they're thirsting for that too because that's going to be ratings boost.
I hope they let him just be alone for a little bit.
We talked about this.
For real.
So do you? So again, we'll bring up the question: do you guys think that he could be one of the next?
I don't.
It's too early to see.
I don't because he's still a child.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of attention because of who his dad is, but it's
14.
Yeah.
15.
15, okay, 14, if you think 15. About it, because we're saying one of the next, because we always, because his last name is Wood. How many of y'all on the panel, raise your hand, knew about Tiger Woods at Stanford? Exactly. So you don't know until they get to the pros.
Sure.
And we're giving him this expectation, like Tachi was talking about, expectation. No, I'm not either. I'm not either, because his last name is Woods, and that's who's training him, and you got JT and Spieth over there helping him and all that stuff, but yeah, he's a kid.
Yep.
You never know.
I agree.
And it's like LeBron's kids, right? You know what I mean? Like, there's a
lot of... any player's kids. You get that last name, you're like, oh, well, they have to be as good as their dad or even better.
Let's go and get them drafted higher than he would have been. LeBron's
for sure.
Kid.
But you still got to play. You still got to play.
Well, we'll see. We're going to see. It'll all be up to the future and what happens with golf.
Sanders' kid.
Yep. There's just a lot. There's going to be a lot out there. Hey, let's roll into our biggest segment. People happen to love this segment.
Hey,
we got a little bit of hate from the listeners. Of course, the video thing. I won't even bring it up.
We got videos coming to you.
Still no videos, huh? Went looking for the nips and no nips is what I got.
They right here, baby. Right here.
Oh, Jesus, Lordy.
With the tattoo in between the nip.
No tongues.
No, he said no tongues.
About time you have Mikey back on. He keeps you guys in line and remembers the sponsors.
Wait, why the white guy got to keep the black people in line?
I don't know. That's what it got.
Slow your roll, bro.
They said, where's the commish?
House Negro right there.
Yeah, for real. That was a house one. Where is the commish? Liv took more players, and he is in hiding. So that's a shout to you, Commission.
Wow.
They haven't heard from you. They want you on the show. That's cold.
Are you mad, MD?
And then this one is comedy. We're starting a campaign to get Sugar out of his job. The most miserable place to work goes to Sugar's job.
Right on. Hey, congratulations.
Oh, shit. Now that was shot fired.
That's all right. Anybody want to holler at me with a position?
Let a brother that know. Shit was comedy.
They afraid because you angry at work.
Right? You're the angry black dude.
Yeah, you guys don't see me at work. There's, you know, there's two people that you are. You're not the same person in every day that you are.
You have Emich, so and then you have, hello, this is Charles.
I'm Reginald at work, all right?
Oh.
Well, they only see this one side when you're complaining.
That's okay. If they don't like it, they can tune to another podcast.
They call you Reginald?
Huh?
They call you Reginald?
They don't. But that's what I'm just saying. Some people do. Yeah. That's my full name, but that's what some people do. Some people.
Reginald.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond.
That was my favorite.
Hey, you should go on that bitch in a suit and a cowboy hat.
There's a new sheriff in town.
That might be my last day, but I might do that.
Does anybody here have any hate this week?
I got a little hate.
Okay, go ahead. Roll with it.
I gotta say this because I can't divulge some stuff, but how do I got to go to a meeting? These things are called individual education plans. And, you know, if a kid got an issue, they have these plans where you got to, like, make accommodations for them or whatever. So this kid is about to graduate in about 4 weeks, and he got to have a plan where we got to help him remember to take baths and brush his teeth and comb hair. Now, tell me why that's the school's goddamn job.
It's not.
It is not.
And they say it. They say it in the meeting that the mom and dad are just, they're frustrated because they've been working with him for 4 years on this, and he just won't do it. And so, luckily, we had someone that was like, put the word independent in there so it's not our job. So then, no, it gets worse. Real quick. Huh?
Is he special needs?
No.
Wow.
Not in any
funky-ass kid.
Maybe in some unappreciable, not in any appreciable way. No. The kid is actually quite smart. He knows economics pretty well. He's kind of lazy, but he knows his stuff. Now, then... So one of the people in the meeting is like, yo, so we should bring this kid in. We should talk to him.
No.
And they were like, no, we can't bring the kid in.
No.
What the hell is this? Parents, do your goddamn job. And don't try to make the schools responsible for everything. I'm teaching economics. I'm not teaching.
The school's own responsibility is education.
High school kids.
Bro. Your responsibility is education and make sure to a degree. I say to a degree that my kid is in a safe environment in school. And I say to a degree because kids fight, stupid ass shit happens. But your job is not to make sure my kid showers. That's my job.
They start at home.
Exactly. Are their parents showering?
If you're funky, you're funky. Fuck it.
They funky niggas too.
If you're nuts to steaming, they steaming. Just let them steam.
I wouldn't have showed up to the meeting. I
didn't know I was talking that part of the meeting. I got there like, I'm supposed to say my little part about what happens in economics. And then
he might do that shit on purpose so y'all stay out of this. He might do it on purpose so y'all stay out of his bubble.
Right.
For real. That's a good point, Marcus.
I would have left the meeting like, this is not my job description as a teacher.
I'd have been like, smell you later.
I teach economics, not bathing tactics. Matter of fact, go to health and services, the teacher over there, and her health and sciences.
For real.
Okay, remember when we went to the game?
Bruh, why you bring that up? Now I start having nightmares again. You brought that shit back in my head.
There'd be some funky people at games. It happens.
The CU game. Now this bitch was throwing up on herself and drinking the same wine. Me and Sugar was over there dying. I could have stayed in my original seat. He brought me to the hood seat.
Anybody else have any hate this week? I'm actually hate free this week.
I'm celibate, so I'm good.
Oof, boy.
You just keep on throwing that out there, don't you?
My parents are coming to town, so I can't.
I know, so I know you ain't getting ready for the next couple of days. You gonna stay that way?
might make your head pop off, nigga. Keep letting that shit build up.
On Sunday, I'm out.
My parents are in town, so I can't fuck. So I'm celibate for So, I'm celibate. I ain't gonna say how long.
I ain't playing for breakfast Sunday. I'm out.
For real.
You ain't got no choice.
I'm out.
Shit.
And I can't have breakfast this Sunday because my parents are in town.
Oh, then never mind. Then I'm good.
You know what? There's no hate going around. That's excellent. Hey, that's good aura and good juju. Hey, that
rap. Be mad at us because we didn't have no hate.
I know, but it, fuck them
next week.
Yeah, fuck them. We ain't got no hate because your mama's is keeping us happy. Now we up out of here.
And matter of fact, my parents are coming to town, so I'll have some hate next time. There'll be something to pop off wild.
Hey, Golf Gents appreciates all the support and everything that you're doing. Marcus is going to get a brand new Masters package for winning the Masters game. So head over to golfgents.com for your weekend casual golf gear. Golf Gents is bringing the golf gigging song of the week. And Shug, who is this person who Marcus has been rolling with and listening to? He sent over a couple of things for us, and we're going to play some for y'all. He's getting hot.
We got Dear Silas with Out of the Way. And a nigga can groove, I would say that.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Nigga got some flow to him.
Oh, yep. Hold on. Hold on.
Hit
here.
That shit.
Hold on.
Y'all ready? All right, here we go.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Cop a ticket for your top FOMO. Bring your granny with her knees on swole. Chicken at that, figure that. What better I would get her on my stage? Watch it all unfold. Ho, ho. Pick it up, fuck that, don't put down. Line up a pot, I'm about to cook now. I took the sauce and dipped with two sporks. Came off the noodle, took it to pound town. For real. I don't got the pop appeal. I can sip, so the pop and chill. Baby, come make the deal. I give you the deal you can feel in the back of a poppy field. Now how you wanna get it? Eeny, meeny, miny, oh. Make you feel it in your pinky toe. Grab the reins, I'm about to make it rain. Hop in the chariot, make it swing low. Done with it, what's next? Stop it now. My mama told me to shop around. Break it down. Shh, be quiet. Bitch, shut up. Cats out the bag, meow. Get out the way. When a real nigga come through, them I thought I told you. We been the way. When they ask where I been, I been minding my biz. Cause I been out the way. Way, way, way. Take something that ain't nothing cause. We make a way, way. It's a funky groove, you know. It takes you back. It some soulful shit. Kind of reminds you of, you know, some earlier Outkast. Where's he from?
Raps.
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
And I was gonna say because he had kind of like a UGK mm-hmm. kind of flow.
Yeah, got some shit UGK. Going with him. Yep.
I like him because you can understand him. Yeah.
It's not like it's clear. Not all rap. It's not all rap either because. Right.
He flows. Yeah,
that's why I said like that UGK yeah. flow.
Got his own thing.
So that means you didn't like that Quavo comeback at...
Stop it.
Oh, my bad.
Chris Brown is killing him.
Killing him. Shout out to Breezy out there. Just killing cats.
Terrible.
And he's
when he said he beat bitches, he meant all both genders. I'm sorry.
Yikes.
My bad. Woo. It's my bad.
With that being said, I think everyone here like it. Anyone got any objectives, anything critical to say? Chachi, how do you feel about it?
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
No, I liked it. The only thing it was a little bit low on my end. It was kind of hard to hear what he was saying. I kind of want to hear some other things that he's doing to hear what he has to say. I'm with a little funky groove. I'd like to hear some of the other stuff to see. I like to hear what people have to say. Like you got the mic, you got my attention. What are you trying to get across?
He has a album out there called It's Giving Self Love, which was released in 2022, which Marcus kind of pointed me towards or whatever. And I just went down there and started listening to it. Hey, it's a groove. You listen to it and it's he's doing his thing. Definitely for real. So,
it's a different vibe, man.
Y'all for real. Check y'all. Y'all just check y'all phones.
Yeah, that's cold blooded. They said they got Chris Brown. Man, Chris Brown got Quavo out there. Just that's cold.
So, making crazy puff.
Yikes! This is ridiculous. Hey, we're at that time of the show where we can give our final shout outs. So we're gonna go around everyone, and I know you enjoyed this show. I know we're going to get feedback on the spelling bee and everything. And, you know, we appreciate that. We did something fun. I know you guys are going to love that. So final shout outs, Boogs, shout outs.
Shout out to y'all. Much love. Love y'all. Love having y'all. Can't wait till the end of the year when we all getting butt naked. Well, not all of us getting butt naked together, but when I'm getting butt naked in Jamaica, slanging. Yeah, I'm slanging. So,
I sent y'all. It's gonna be that times 10.
Yikes.
Yes. Shout out to my parents. They'll be here tomorrow morning. Much love to them. Shout out to E, and much love to you. I hope you and my parents can reconcile what's going on, but that's a whole different topic. But other than that, much love. Don't forget to suck your man's sweaty balls at night just to make him feel safe.
Love you.
Right on. Make him feel safe and good.
Exactly. See, no one had no crazy shit to say about that, but they worried about my tongue. My tongue.
Forget on those.
Chachi.
I gotta follow that shit, man. just shout out to you guys, of course, for having me on. I appreciate y'all keeping it lively and fun. Appreciate my wife and kids, as always. You know, they my support here at home. And I'm in a good spot, so I'm just appreciating everybody because I'm on that downhill slide to summer vacation. Like 4 weeks to go, so I'm about 6 weeks to go, and I'm good to go. So shout out to all y'all. Happy summer's coming along.
Nice. Like it. Marcus.
Shout out to you fellas. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to our two live and studio listeners this week.
No.
Shout out to my wife for being down here, hanging out. It makes it feel a little like home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing having her here because, man, I was losing it. So, yep, shout out to her. I'm going to end it with that.
Nice. Shug.
Hey, man, as always, shout out to y'all fellas, man. This is great. We appreciate the listeners as well. Shout out to the listeners. As we always tell you, if you like what we're doing, tell somebody else then come fuck with us. And if not, you know, tell them anyway, because they, you know, just because you don't like it, I mean, somebody else might. So we're trying to grow this DBA Nation, as we tell you every week. We're growing, and we appreciate y'all showing us love, sending in your hate. We love to hear it, man, because it's all good and all in the best, spirit of just trying to have a good time, man. So, again, appreciate y'all, fellas. Appreciate my wife. Appreciate my family. And actually, today is my mother's birthday, man.
So, oh, man.
Happy birthday, Ma Duke.
Yep.
Mom, we love you. So happy birthday.
Right on, man. Shit. Shout out to Fam Bam, my wifey lifey, Limoncellos. Shout out to all them ladies out there dusting off them white petties because it's summertime.
They gray right now.
Yeah, for real.
For y'all.
Thanks.
Yikes.
Do your wife wear white polish?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. One, I was stuck because I'm like, why are you asking about his wife's toes?
Because I'm just...
I understood what you're meaning because them white toes mean single hoes.
For real. I had to explain that to mine.
But they are pretty. When they first came out, they were hot. But they
went too far.
But shout out to the listeners. Shout out to you fellas. Man, shout out to them shady ass NBA referees and shit to be doing shit and bad coaches. Shout out.
Hey, what did you want to do that knot on that dude's head?
I want to fade that nigga's head, man. I was going to fade that dude that night. Shout out to the Slicers. Hey, season's coming. I think we're about a month out. Hey, man, shout out to the squirrels that got up into my truck and made a nest in the engine bay and ate my wires and shit. And I had to have my truck towed. Over $6,000 worth of damage. But
when's the last time you drove the truck?
It was like overnight. They just jumped in there and started eating and shit. And I've been driving it and everything. Yeah. It's crazy.
Grubbing
on my nigga, on my shit.
You got chicken grease on your shit?
So $6,000 worth of damage. But shout out to State Farm for taking care of a brother and getting everything fixed. And shout out to Bubba for always at Toyota getting taken care of your brother out here.
Oh, that's a country ass motherfucker.
Y'all gotta check out this crib I just moved into.
Y'all come check it out. I'm serving dinner too.
Your truck was the squirrels for the Jeffersons for the squirrels, man.
It was crazy.
He pouring chicken grease and chitlins on his wires.
It's crazy. I don't know what was happening. But
and how you got a motherfucker fixing your car named Bubba?
Hey, that's the guy.
Alabama.
He's cool as shit.
He be doing
ex slave from Alabama. He just ran away. He ain't supposed to be here.
Hey, he doing it. I appreciate him.
Bubba's cool, man.
Shout out to school almost being done. My kids are almost done. So I got a graduate getting ready to go to college, and I got a sophomore who is will be a sophomore out there doing this thing. So shout out to all our young boys, our young gentlemen out there growing up and shit. That's cool. And then, you know, shout out to the people staying true to you, like that love you and care for you and just watch out for you. You know, I'm all about love and I appreciate that, you know, and I'm getting older, so I'm starting to get a little wiser. So shout out to that. Shout out to Matt Smith and his girl's family that's going through it with her granddaughter battling looks like some kind of brain cancer stuff. It's just really crazy, and it sucks that kids have to go through that shit. Terrible.
Much love.
So
prayers
and everything to that. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Shug. I didn't want to leave it like that on a somber note, but I had to give him a shout out.
Shout outs to, you know, people that are going through shit. We always tell you every week, man, check in on folks, man, because you don't know what someone might be going through. You know, it's important to do that, man. So, you know, as we tell you, you know, take care of one another out here, because the summer is coming. It's fast and furious on the way.
For real.
In some places more than others. Some places already started. So, you know, a lot of crazy shit can happen in real in the blink of an eye, man. So try to look out for one another, man, and, you know, try to keep things safe and on the cooler headed side of things, man. But on that note, we'll see you next week for the next episode of Don't Be Alarmed. And we're going to come at your ass with the hot fire golf news. And what are we hating on? So yep. Over to you, E.
Hey, we're up out of here. But before we get out of here, I have one more. I had a tiebreaker for you guys on the spelling bee. Somebody spell Tavatonikit.
Bitch, please.
H-E-L-L-N-O.
And on that note, we are up on out of here.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
El Negro.